In today's gospel, we hear the story of the wise men and their journey to Christ. But I want to tell how that looks in the spiritual life. I think the Magi's journey gives us an example of our own journey in the spiritual life in 5 points. First, they gaze at a star. They're astronomers. They study the stars, but not only that, they study how it interacts with their faith. What is God calling them to do? You know, if you ever try to look at stars, you can't really do it in the city, can you? There's too much noise and light in terms of light. But if you go in the distant country areas where it's dark, it's quiet, there's not a lot of light, you can see the stars more clearly. Do we gaze at the stars and wonder what God's will for us is? Another way of doing that is going to the Adoration Chapel where there is no noise. You're kind of gazing at the Eucharist and you're wondering what God's will is for you. You're being with the Lord. So the first step is always to gaze, to wonder with God, to hear what God is calling you to do. The second step in the spiritual life is action. You know, faith and works, but action. Our prayer life, our gazing, our time in adoration doesn't keep us to ourselves. It always calls us out of ourselves. And so the Magi, gazing at the stars, they go on a journey. And for us, we kind of glance by this, but in the time of Christ, going on a journey was very dangerous. Oftentimes, they wrote their wills, they said their goodbyes, because they never knew if they would come home. It was very dangerous to travel. But for us, when we pray, does it call us to action, to go out of ourselves? When we go to the Adoration Chapel, does it change us to do something outside of ourselves? So gazing, praying, and then calls us to action. The third step in the spiritual life is you always have opposition in your life. When you start to follow the way of God, start your journey in the spiritual life, you always have opposition. Not sometimes, not most of the times, you will always have opposition. That's why prayer is hard. You know, oftentimes we think that if I'm praying, it should be easy. And if it's not easy, I'm not doing it right. But praying is hard because in a lot of ways, it's not relying on your own self, but letting go, more say, so that you're relying more on God's will. When you start to, the oppositions of your life can come from your family, come from the world. But there is always opposition. And for the Magi, it was Herod. Herod was a king. And when he heard that there was another king born that opposes his own power, he tried to use the Magi to get to Christ. There's always opposition. The fourth is giving the gifts. The Magi bring the gifts to Christ. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Really of this time, they're precious gifts. They're very valuable gifts. But as we enter into the spiritual life, do we give the precious gifts of our own lives, the ones that are valuable to you, whether it be your time, talent, or treasure? Do we give the most precious ones to Christ, to God? Or are we giving the leftovers, kind of the second thought, now I give these things to God in my life? But the Magi give the very best. They give the very best of themselves to God. And so into the spiritual life, it calls us to something more, to give the very best of ourselves to God. And last, at the very end, the Magi go home a different way. The angel appears to them and says, go home a different way. And so too with us. If we follow these steps, the last step is transformation. God isn't calling us to be nice people, but he's calling us to transform our lives. He's calling us to a new creation, to follow his will. So we can never go back the way we came, but we always go a different way once we hit that point. So the Magi today in the Epiphany give us this example of the spiritual life, however it is in your life, that you generally represent from those five, that we gaze in the stars, gaze in the hearts, our deepest desires with God, to follow what is his will for us. We have the courage to take action towards that way. We persevere through the difficulties, the oppositions. Christ always calls us to persevere in our prayer. We give the very best of ourselves to God. And in doing so, it transforms our lives. That we can no longer go back to the way we once were, but we go a new way. And that way, God is calling us each day. So as we reflect on that, as we come to receive the Eucharist today, where Christ is truly present before you in the Eucharist, let us have the strength and the courage to sit with God, the courage to act upon our greatest desires in our hearts, to persevere in our prayers, and ultimately give the best of our lives to him. Amen.